Rabbi, tonight we shall be learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi, the halacha of a din Beis HaKiseh Pasoi, which is Seif Dalet, followed then by Seif Hei, which will be really the noise of the topic to Paskan. As I mentioned yesterday, this is the topic that covers the contemporary bathrooms. So we will be able to understand after tonight, Shem Yetzah Hashem, as to whether contemporary toilets and bathrooms have got a din Beis HaKiseh or not. We have spoken about, in the past, many occasions, that it makes a huge, there's huge knock-ons as to whether a toilet is considered a Beis HaKiseh or not. One of the many examples was washing hands. If you just enter a bathroom and you go out, are you required to wash your hands? Yes or no? If it's got a din of a Beis HaKiseh, Ta'aloch is, as we learned in, I believe, Simen Dalet, one of the halachas, you need to wash your hands. One of them is anichnas lebeis hakisei. If you go beis hakisei and you leave it, you have to wash your hands. If it hasn't got a din beis hakisei, you don't need to wash your hands. A place that is not a din beis, hasn't got a halachic status of a beis hakisei, you won't need to wash your hands after that. Similarly, we learned, there's many halachas with regards to din beis hakisei. Now, let us see what the halachas are. Is it considered a Beis HaKiseh? So we're going to be learning now a din, which is going to clarify this halacha. And it remains, there's a bit of a certain element, which is a little bit vague. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of it. Seif Dalet. Beis HaKiseh, a toilet. Shehu Bechafire, which is, there's a hole. They've dug a hole. They didn't just use, as in Seif Aleph, the field. They didn't just use a field, but have actually designated a certain area, and within that area, they have actually dug a hole. A hole. Now, Beis HaKiseh Shebechafire, or Piv, and its opening reaches, Perichuk Arba Amos Min Aguma, and its Piv is 4 Amos from the hole. So, and he explains, Vehu, it is, Osui Ben Midroin, it is a slanty hole. Be'inyan, in a way, Shari'i, that the Tzoya, Misgalgel, goes down, Ve'noifel, Miyad, and falls immediately, Lemerchak, to distance. Ve'chein, and similarly, Ha'meiraglaim, the Meiraglaim, Yoredin, they go down, Miyad, immediately, Laguma, they go down straight into the hole. Ta'aloch is, Kesosum Domi, it's considered closed off. And we learned previously that a Beis HaKiseh, which is closed off, it's a bit like Tzom Chusa, a bit like that, that if a toilet is closed off, there's a lid, the halacha is that it's not, hasn't got a din of a Beis HaKiseh, and therefore, Kesosum Dom, it's considered closed off, then Mutar, it is permitted, Liko is boy to say Shema. Im ein boy reach ra, as long as there is no bad odor, no bad smell, vegam, and also ein mish mashtinin, there is no meraglaim chutz leguma, outside of the hole. Now, if there is meraglaim on the side of the hole, then the halacha will be different. So the two conditions are, first of all, the hole needs to have no bad smell, and also there must be no meraglaim around the hole. Haga, says the Rama, aval im ashtinim bohem lif'omim, if occasionally there is if there is around if im aval im ashtinim bohem lif'omim, if there is meraglaim around it occasionally, also leharbaim b'divrei Torah, you will not be able to think in Torah, called shkeni v'mosu likos ki hashema tzei shema. Okay, so just to recap this halacha. Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet tells us a Beis HaKiseh, which is Beis HaKiseh b'chafira, there's a hole. This is actually called, this Shulchan Aruch is actually what is called Beis HaKiseh Parsoi. I don't know it's called Beis HaKiseh Parsoi, and this is how it works. There's a hole, and it's quite a substantial hole, and when it's being used, the Tzoya and similarly the Meraglaim, they go to quite a distance, they fall into quite a distance. The halacha is that that it's considered covered up, and you're allowed to say Shema. As long as there is no Reach Ra, point number one. Point number two, that there is no urine, there is no Meraglaim around it. These are the two conditions. That it needs to, basically what it boils down to, Piv Berichok Abba Amis Min Aguma, that its ending must be 4 amas. In other words, it must be 4 amas long. 4 amas far.
The hole is 4 amas long. 4 amas.
Who piv berichuk ab amas min aguma. It must go 4 amas. 4 amas. Yeah. Says the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Kesosum Domi, Perish, the Havre Kilu Eina Mokim Azeh Beis HaKisei Klal. He said it is considered like a Beis HaKisei. It's not considered Beis HaKisei at all. Once you have got this distance, once you've got this hole which goes down, it's considered Kesosum, and the Mishneh Berurah says it's not considered Beis HaKisei at all. Look at the words of the Mishneh Berurah. Havle kilo eina mokim azeh Beis HaKisei klal. It's not considered Beis HaKisei at all. Bein shiyesh loy mechitzes melemala ala guma oloy. And it does not make a difference as to whether there is mechitzes, there is walls around this Beis HaKisei. So if you've got a hole, it doesn't make a difference if there's walls around it or not. It doesn't make a difference if there is walls around it or not. It's not considered a Beis HaKisei if there is a guma there. Now, okay, so let's maybe take a focus and think for a moment about our toilets nowadays. Rabboisai, Moirai veRabboisai, do you think that our contemporary toilets, are they comparable to Beis HaKisei Pasoi? Yes or no?
No.
No. Why?
Waste is taken away.
Please explain.
It's a clean area. Clean area.
In many ways, it's clean. So, them or ours?
Ours
is better.
Yes.
Because it's clean.
Yes.
As opposed to this, which is not completely clean.
Measurements
are different and it's cleaner.
Yeah.
Good. Mr. Berlin's points. Mr. Berlin mentions 2 points. Point number one. Without a doubt, our toilets are a lot cleaner. No doubt about it. Point number two, that the measurements are different. True. What do you, Taina? Is it comparable, yes or no?
No, it's comparable in that it should be okay, just like that was okay.
It's saying, Kal v'chaymer. What's the Kal v'chaymer? If ready there...
It goes much further.
Because the switch system takes it much further. Here we're talking about a certain distance. Ours goes much further. Yeah? It's Mevatel. Yeah. You say that it should be Bittul with regards to Meir Aglaim.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear. Okay. So, that... What did this wife Tavku for Amos? Basically, should be chaviru piv berichuk ab Amos min aguma. The piv, the pe, its ending is berichuk ab Amos min aguma. It's 4 distance away from the guma, from the hole. Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense. Why does that help? If you've got a certain distance, it's considered that, as the Mishneh Berurah says, it's not considered Beis HaKisei anymore.
But the Reach is still there.
Oh, so only if there is no Reach. It's all assuming there is no Reach. You're right. Once you've got a Reach, you're right, you've got a problem. Says, right, so Nemaisa. The Poiskim want to suggest, we're talking about all the Poiskim, the post-war poiskim, I don't exactly know why the Shaila only really occurred then, but the Chazanesh, Rav Moshe Feinstein, just second Rav Moshe's tshuva was in the 1950s. We've got Dayan Weiss's tshuva, which is also in the post-war years. I don't know why the Shaila only happened then, I'm not sure. Not sure. The poiskim then, they addressed the Shaila, and they want to know, is our toilets considered a Beis HaKisei or not? And you know, they come up with a svara like this. They say, really? There is a point that it's true that it is maybe comparable to Beis HaKisei Pasoi. However, they make a following svara, and they say that it could be that ours is not as good as Beis HaKisei Pasoi. Can anybody think of a reason why? Very good. Is that what you want to say? Okay, says the Heilige Chazanish. He says a svara. He says, Mamash what Moshele says. He says that it could be that our Beis HaKisei is not as lenient because there is it could be that over here in Beis HaKisei, Pasuk, which Shulchan Aruch discusses, it's a natural, automatic kind of disposal. It goes automatically into the Guma and it disappears in that way, automatically. Our toilets doesn't work that way. It needs to be flushed. There's an external need. Pardon?
They're more advanced than we are.
Yes, yes. In a way, we need to flush the toilet. We need to pull the chain. We need to see to it. So he said that it's an external thing. And therefore, it could be that it's comparable in a way. It could be that it's comparable to... to the field that we learn in the halacha, absolutely as you're saying, Rabbi Kagan, the halacha is that if in a Beis HaKisei shebesodeh, that even if you're mefana, it's still we learned it beginning of Siman Pei Gimel. Also, because connected Beis HaKisei yoshna filu pinim min atzoya. If something is a Beis HaKisei, even if you remove it all, it's still considered Beis HaKisei. Finished. It's a Beis HaKisei, even if it's removed. Because once it's used as a Beis HaKisei, that's it. So could be that this is considered as an external removal, which won't help. So it's considered din Beis HaKisei. And therefore, that's the svar that is being said. Consequently, all the G'doylei HaPoiskim take the approach that since it is not completely comparable to a Beis HaKisei Pasoi, since it's not completely the same than a Beis HaKisei, there is Mokim L'Chalek, there is room to say it's not like a Beis HaKisei Pasoi, therefore they say that there is definitely room to be Machmir, and one should be Machmir, and one should assume that he hasn't got a Din Beis HaKisei Pasoi, rather it's considered a Beis HaKisei, a regular Din Beis HaKisei. This is the consensus of the G'doyle Achroinim, that actually it's not like the Shulchan Aruch describes, it's not like that, and rather one should, and it's got Din Beis HaKisei proper. Yeah.
Should design the kosher toilet.
Very good. So that's a very good idea. So there should be a...
Automatically.
You'll see, yes, there will be...
Shabbos might be a problem.
Yeah. So you have to make a...
Shabbos problem?
That's a problem
on the toilet.
Yeah. Prison cell. Oh, the Bialach speaks about prison cell. I don't know what the prison cell looks like. Now, has anybody been to a prison cell? I really want to see once a prison cell. The only reason why I haven't is because I'm scared. I'd love to see once a prison cell. I really would love to see. Has anybody ever seen how they really look like? Has anybody ever seen a prison cell? Have you ever seen how it looks like? Is it really just like, I don't know what, has anyone ever seen? So I wonder what it's like, because the Bialacha says that you can't, it says that if the prison cell is, in a prison cell is mamash in the room, if the prison cell has got mamash a toilet there, Bialacha says you can't daven, because it's got Din Beis HaKisei. And he said, what are you going to do? You're not going to daven. So the Bialacha, you can't daven, finish. You can't, you can't daven. Next time, make sure you don't end up in prison. You can't daven. Like you can't daven. You can't daven. Bialacha says you can't daven. Makes sense. Can't daven. So the Maisa, the G'doyle HaPoiskim say he hasn't got a Din Beis HaKisei Pasoi, one should be Machmir. Rabbi say, how do you feel about this psak? What do you think about it? And you want to wash hands? Yeah, I hear that. I hear that. It's a problem. Yeah, we have indeed. So, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is either to... What's the Eitzah? So... Yeah. It's a problem. It's a shtickler problem. So either one should definitely use another sink. Otherwise, there is people who are making a little bit. What do you feel about this? Oh yeah, from the Avom Ager, Rabavom Ben Avom, the Ger Tzedek, yes. Yes, absolutely. There's less Ruach Chol then, yeah. Yeah, so how are you putting it? Yeah, so you're saying that now there's some room to be lenient a little bit, yeah. Yeah, okay, I hear. Yeah. There are poskim who say that actually drying hands, maybe you can be lenient with regards to drying hands. But it's a shtickle shver. But I just saw it in one place. You want to dry your hands outside. Yeah. Okay, but there are poskim who are a little bit more lenient. I just saw recently one of the poskim, Moshe Weiss, is Mekel. He says one can be soymech on the fact that it's got a din pesakise pasoy. Okay. Okay. The Sif Hei has additional point to that, and he says the following: Bnei Adam sheyesh bohem safsal nokuf. This is referring to a safsal nokuf. Okay, it is a safsal like a bench nokuf which has a hole. The niflin olav, and it's being used as a toilet. So that's not like the guma that we learned in Sif Dalet. It's like a bench as a hole. Venifnalov, but that's being used as a toilet. Motaliko is kira shema connector. You can use it. You can say shema connector opposite it, next to it. Kivin she'ena tzoya la nekev. Since the tzoya is not on this nekev, on this hole, vegam, on this nekev, vegam ein hagraf tachas a nekev. Also, the graf, the tzoya doesn't stay mamish right there. There's a hole. And it's further away. Void, and also, shanekev, tomit mechusa bedaf. Additionally, the nekev, this hole is normally covered up. Bit like a lid.
If it's closer to
oh, very good. It probably is. In a way, it probably is. Because we're not talking about the actual safsal. The safsal, it says, you're allowed to say shema near the safsal. Why is that? Near that bench, near that toilet seat kind of thing. You're allowed to say shema there because there is no tzoya mamish there, and also because it's covered with a lid. Whatever you say Shema in a place that you're not meant to say, you're going to have to say Shema again afterwards. So what do you say, Rabbi Kagan? This reminds you of?
More like our bathroom.
Our bathroom. Why is that? Just the toilet seat.
That end was further away, like the safsal.
Right.
And it's covered.
It's covered. Right. So, right. The Shulchan Aruch really addressed over here a case which, you're right, there is an element which resembles our toilet because the toilet seat, that toilet seat. So it says that if you've got a toilet seat, the halacha is you can say Shema next to it because the toilet is not there, as long as the nekev, the hole is covered up with a lid. Rabbi Sai, this tells us something about our toilet seats. What does it tell us about our toilet seats? What comes out from this Shulchan Aruch? Actual toilet seat. We can't say Shema. Okay. So the way the poskim say, what's the conditions? What is the conditions over here? That it has to be clean and what else?
Hole.
It's covered. If our, so is our toilet covered up? Sometimes yes. Sometimes not. But what will you pass them? So if the lid, So besides the halach that we learned in Sif Dalet, there's an additional element over here, that the actual toilet seat could be a problem. We learned, there is a halach, we're going to see, there's a halacha of, we have learned, that like a bedpan, something which is designated for tzoya. A place like that becomes, even if it's clean, it becomes a place that you can't say Shema. Do you remember that? David shel mei raglaim. Bedpan, it's something which is used for, designated for tzoya, or for mei raglaim. A place like that, a place like that is actually, you don't have to say Shema next to it, even if it's clean. So this is what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to over here. Pardon?
Potty.
Yeah. Potty. You're asking or you're saying?
Same.
Yeah, that's right. It would be a problem. Yeah, potentially. Yeah, potentially. Potentially, yes. It's a place which is designated for tzoya. Therefore, the seat, however, he says, this seat over here is not a problem. Because, first of all, it doesn't actually get dirty. And second of all, it's covered up with a lid. But what it does seem from that our toilet seats, if they are not covered up with a lid, they actually have got that din. And that would be an additional halacha, why in Mamash, it would actually have an additional problem of even if it's not considered the base akise, but the toilet will have a din base akise. The toilet for sure has got a din base akise, if that makes sense.
Right, but it is covered.
We'll be fine as far as that is concerned. Yeah, but we still have got a problem with Siv Dalet that it's considered a Beis HaKiseh because it's not like the Beis HaKiseh, it's not a Beis HaKiseh Pasoi. Does that make sense? There's 2 points of it. There's Siv Dalet and there's Siv Hei. Siv Dalet addresses the Shaila. Is our room considered a Beis HaKiseh? Yes or no? That is Siv Dalet. And Siv Dalet tells us there's a Aloch of Beis HaKiseh Pasoi. Here, and we said that although there is room to say that our contemporary toilets are like a din Beis HaKiseh Pasoi because the distance is also, but nevertheless, we say we can't much compare it because what was your svara that? What? That? Your svara was because you have to flush it. You have to flush it. So it could be that it is our contemporary toilets are considered a problem. Because they haven't got a din Beis HaKiseh Pasoi. An additional shaila was, is our toilet seats considered a problem, is it actually a problem? And with that we're learning that yes, actually it is a problem as long as it's... Because there is, as the Shulchan Aruch says, Shanekev Tomim Mechus Vedaf. It's always covered up. But if ours is not covered, it's going to be a problem.
If it is covered, it's okay.
Yeah.
If it is covered, then it is okay.
Yeah, as far as Tzif Hei is concerned, yeah. But you mustn't forget Tzif Dalet. V'oid Shanekev Tomim Mechus Vedaf. Is something not clear? What is that, Rabbi Kananka? What's the problem? Okay, what's the problem? Yeah, you need both reasons, indeed. Yes, according to the Achronim, yes. Okay, but normally it was covered up. You're right. Okay, if it's always like, in other words, as long as the lid is there, when the lid is there, it's fine. It's fine.
Said you can't say
Krishma. Indeed. Shanekev tomit mechus vedaf.
So you can.
If it is, the toilet seat, it hasn't got a din of being a Beis HaKiseh. Rabbi Kagan, there was two shailas. Do you remember? I should have maybe introduced this. Rabbi said there's two shailas. Okay, can I just maybe rephrase this? One shaila is the toilet considered a Beis HaKiseh? The toilet room, the bathroom, is it considered a Beis HaKiseh? Yes or not? Okay? And that we discussed. Are we comparing it to Beis HaKiseh Pasoi or not? And the paskona was, although there is room to say that it's like Siv Dalet, that it goes away and therefore it's fine. We said, nevertheless, it is a strong svara to say that maybe it's a problem because you need to flush it in order to remove it. So maybe it's not so poshut. Okay, and therefore it would be also. And we're staying with that. We're leaving with it. That's the halacha. Okay? Now, Siv Hei addresses another point. We have another point that there is sometimes items, elements, which are considered the actual seat, actual object has got a din of a Beis HaKiseh. In other room, the object. The object has got a din of a Beis HaKiseh. And that, even if it's clean, it will be considered that you can't, not the room, the actual place has got a din of a Beis HaKiseh. Like, for instance, a bedpan. Or a, what did you say? A potty. Okay? That will be a problem, even if it's clean. So it's a problem. You have to distance yourself, Kamalayenov. You have to make sure it's got a din of tzaya. It's just tzoya, it's got a din of tzoya, the item itself. That we are addressing, is the toilet seat considered like that, yes or no? And that we are saying, that the toilet seat is fine, if it's clean and if it's covered up with a lid. Right? But the room is still considered a Beis HaKiseh.
Isn't the room where it's considered Beis HaKiseh, is totally on whether the stuff's all things?
Very good point, Rabbi King. The answer is no, it's not toilet b'ha. No, you could have a Beis HaKiseh.
So how can you say Shema?
Because a place is, because... No, because that substance could be in a place which is not a Beis HaKiseh. You could have it out in the field.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Okay, does that make sense now?
Unused nappies.
It's got to do with Hasmona, and it will be fine. Unused nappies is fine. Yeah. You can say Shema, holding 6 of them. Yeah. Okay, fine. So... just to recap what we covered tonight, Beis Hashem, we learned Siv Dalet and Siv Hei. We learned Beis HaKiseh Shu B'Chafira. We learned that if there's a certain distance, then it's not considered Beis HaKiseh. We learned and we discussed in great detail as to whether nowadays our contemporary toilets are considered Pesach Kisei Pasoi, yes or no. We said there's definitely room to compare it. It also goes away. However, La Halacha, the great majority of the Achronim say it's not got a dinner based Kisei Pasoi, and one should be Machmir because Lemaisa it doesn't go automatically. You need to flush it. You need to flush it. So it's probably not like a basic Kisei Pasoi. And that's the consensus of the Poskim, and that's La Halacha we paskin. Another Shaila was, is it considered a problem? And that we learn Sif Hey, that if there's a safsa and there's a hole, considering the fact that there's no tzoya on top and under, as long as there's a lid, it's fine. It's not going to din of tzoya itself. And therefore, it's fine. The Ramah finishes off the words, and that whenever, throughout the whole simon, one says Shema in a place where one shouldn't, one has to repeat it afterwards, and one has not yet said. We'll continue with Simon Peidala tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem, Yisboach Shemoi.